operations. The NSA wouldn't comment on the hack, which reportedly occurred in 2015 but was only recently discovered. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Across the board on Wall Street, here are the numbers. The Dow down 9 points, NASDAQ up one, the S&P 500 down by three. More on these stories could be found at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bond. Linda is on assignment this morning. She was singing last night at Wind River and did her usual great show. A lot of people joined us last night. It was super night. Super night. Good morning, everybody. Hey, it's the 6th of September, 2017. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I'm here with the man of the minute,
Good Jared. Morning.
It's not just Jared. It's Jared the Magnificent.
That's right.
The Razuli.
I'm not sure what that means, but okay.
It's from the Berbers. That means you're the head of the, you know, the Berbers. The Razuli, right. The Grand Razuli.
All right, I'm assuming you want to know the weather.
That's why I called on you.
Oh.
Because look, if Linda's not here, and you've got the weather up, I would assume that you're going to read the weather.
All right, it's currently 40.
You're making this day already start weird for me.
It's 47 degrees right now here downtown. It's going to be mostly clear throughout the week. Today is going to be a high of 92, a low of 57. Saturday, a high of 88, a low of 56. On Sunday, we have a high of 78, a low of 58. And on Monday, Columbus Day, we have a high of 83 and a low of 53.
Oh, good. Columbus Day. We'll have great weather. There'll be plenty of time for people to be running, screaming, and yelling, and protesting that day. Anyway, hey, weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. In the better-known business, great people, Chuck and Judy Kinney. Discounts for seniors and veterans. It's getting to be that time of the year. You need to start looking at all that. Give them a call, 365-3793. I'm here with Amy because it's Haven Humane's Pet of the Week, and there she is.
Good morning.
Oh, just wide awake.
Wide awake.
With her eyes taped open with duct tape. I've never seen that used before like that, but it's interesting. And you have in your arms a little white and pink animal.
Well, this is Trish. She's about 2 years old. We were guessing a Maltese mix of some sort. Could be Yorkie mixed with something else. She's soft, white, and fluffy. So
soft, white, and fluffy. And how much does she weigh?
Oh, I think she weighs about 7 pounds, 7-8 pounds. She's little,
but she's not that little. She's not one of those teacup type things.
No.
She's a solid looking. I mean, she's big enough to jump up on a chair and get in the car and all those kind of things. So she's not that little one, but she has got that. She's got that kind of. He's got a little bit of that Maltese look about her. And she's pretty cute.
She's very sweet. She does great with kids, cats, other dogs. So she's just an all-around little cute thing. She likes to jump. It's really cute. She likes to dance. Like, she dances around when you let her down.
Is that right?
She dances with her little paws up. She's wearing a dress right now, so, I mean, you can't get cuter than that.
Where'd you find the little pink dress that fit her?
Out of my closet. Hey, listen, don't ask questions you don't want the answer to. No, actually, I found it in a drawer at the shelter.
I was going to say, is it next to that cheerleading outfit?
Hey, I'm going to start bringing them all in football outfits soon.
All right.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Just
unless they're college or high school.
Well, we have a lot of 49ers gear for dogs.
Oh,
donated to us.
Oh, that, I bet that's selling big now. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's make sure that dog never gets adopted. Let's put a Kaepernick jersey on her. I'm up and ready. Yeah, let's do that.
Not my team. So.
Not my team.
Not my. I'm not. They're not.
Not
my team.
America's team. Okay.
No.
Okay. So she is a cutie.
She is a cutie. She's available for adoption today. She's all spayed and microchipped and up to date on shots and ready to go.
And our news guy Chris Gomez is sitting here.
Yeah, he's eyeing her.
Staring her.
He's eyeing her pretty good.
What a surprise that would be to bring her home. She has all of her shots. She has her chips. She has all that kind of stuff, right?
She does, yep. She's ready to go.
She's ready
to go.
She is. And right she's now. Really sweet. She would just make the best yeah. companion dog for somebody.
She's looking in through the windows through the other studio because she sees stuff going on over there, too. So yeah. she's pretty inquisitive.
This morning she was following me. It's hard to tell in a shelter because they don't really have a choice.
I bet she is, though.
But she followed me all around the lobby this morning. Everywhere I went, she went. She stands right by
your
side.
Last night?
No, I wish.
I wish.
I wish. Okay. It would make my other little dog real jealous, so I don't know if that would be a good idea.
Okay. Did you give her a bath or something?
Yeah, she got a bath.
This morning?
No, I just wiped her little face off.
Oh, okay. Because it looks kind of like your hair is kind of frizzy.
Yeah, she just get. Well, I think she might have just gotten one yesterday.
Yeah.
Thursday, the groomers come. We have really awesome volunteer groomers that spend a day a week grooming all of our dogs, which is really cool. A lot of people don't know that.
That's
really we have,
cool.
like, retired dog groomers that come every Thursday. And not only do they come and groom our dogs, they bring us all treats, too. Yeah, they bring us baked goods and love on our puppies. So it's really awesome.
I like that. Okay.
Me, too. So tomorrow, big night.
Big night
tomorrow. Starting at 5:30, we got Bark, Wine, and Brew. We are sold out. We have no tickets
Well, then
left.
I don't need to advertise it anymore.
No, we don't need to advertise it, but I hope I see everybody there. And it's going to be a good night. So I'm excited for everybody that got tickets in time and...
We have the honor of emceeing again there at Bark, Wine, and Brew. And it's different every year, so.
Yeah, and don't be talking about me this time. I heard you last time.
I'm going to be talking about you. I'm going to be talking and pointing at you.
Point.
I'm going to point and talk about Amy.
I'm sitting in the very back.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, like Amy's just going to sit down and not talk to people.
Oh, no, that's not happening.
Never happened. Okay, how do we adopt Trish here?
Give me a call, 241-1653. Come down to the shelter, 7449 East Side Road. We open for visiting for dogs at 11 a.m., 11 to 5 today. So come down and see us.
Come down and pick up Trish. Take her home.
Yeah,
take her
look at her little. She's got one ear that sticks up and the other one doesn't quite. It's really cute.
It is cute. The dog's cute. You know, this is kind of a little dog that, and I'm not sure, but I don't think that if she's got if she's part Maltese, she probably doesn't shed.
I don't suppose she would.
I don't know because Maltese don't shed.
Yeah, and she she's really calm in your lap, but when you put her down, she's playful.
So put her
lively.
Down.
Lively. You want to see her down?
Let's see her down.
Let's go.
Let's get down, dog. Oh, my God. She's got Jared on the ground, and she's got him by the throat.
How quickly that happened. Yeah, look, she likes to jump on people. She likes to put her little paws on your knees.
Yeah.
She's very cute.
She's cute. No, tail's just going for it. Okay, everybody. Go on down there. Give Trisha home. Give her a forever home. Thanks, Amy.
All right. Have a great weekend. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Bark, Wine, and Brew.
Bark. I'll be the one shining in a dress. That'll be me tomorrow.
Oh, I thought you'd be over there by the Wine and Brew.
I will.
Okay.
No, you'll find me at the beer garden place.
All right.
Okay.
A lot of things going to happen today. One, we have going to have our 7:30 football report, but then we're going to start something today called Man on the Street or Question on the Street. And, Jared, that is right in front of you. Did you read all the directions on how to get to that? Because you're sitting there, looking. Okay, so you know how to get to that, all right? Because it's been loaded. So we're coming in here with Keith Martin, and he's going to come in, and he's been out talking to people. And today's question is, do we need more gun control? You're going to find these answers. I think you're going to hear what the people are saying here. It's going to be interesting to you. I heard it yesterday. Okay, we're going to take a break with this portion of the show brought to you by who else? At this time, but Sleep Number. That's right, Sleep Number. It's the number one company in the United States by J.D. Power for having the best mattress 2 years in a row. What can I say about that except it's true? I really, really like sleeping on our Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number setting is 60. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 45. And we have not had better night's sleep than that. And if you ever had to get up in the middle of the night, Jared, if you ever had to get up in the middle of the night, sometimes, for whatever reason, I know, maybe the cops are raiding the place, I'm not sure, or next door or whatever, but, sometimes it's hard to get back to sleep. I roll back into my Sleep Number, that's it. I'm out of there. And the newest beds, the Sleep Number 360 are so smart. They sense your every move and then they adjust to you. Not only that, if you have a snorer in your family, you can adjust to that. Kind of bring them up a little bit so maybe they stop snoring. Right now, though, you can get up to $600 off plus special financing plus free home delivery on our beds. Let's go down to the Target Shopping Center. You need to go in and lay on a bed. Look how good they're, feel. feel how good it is. Get up to $600 off, free delivery, and special financing. Sleep Number. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go down and see them. We'll be right back.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Have you received an inheritance or need to roll over a 401k from a former employer? Whatever your investment needs, for experienced, compassionate investment advice, call Certified Financial Planner Tom Wood at the Advice Center at 244-PLAN. He'll take the time to discuss all your investment options for your unique needs. Tom has been helping his clients for nearly 20 years to manage their investments and to lower their taxes to achieve their financial goals. And Tom is offering a free investment tax review all month. He's offering this free investment tax review to help you find out if your investment portfolio is tax efficient or if he can help lower taxes you owe on your investments. Call Tom Wood at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. He can help your family develop an investment plan to help you have the financial future you desire. Call the Advice Center for your free investment tax review at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. Or go online to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Neighborhood Revival. Bay Murray and his real estate development firm aim to reignite an urban neighborhood by restoring an abandoned, historic 80-year-old firehouse. But the condition of the area made finding financing difficult. Inspired by Bay's economic redevelopment vision, Tri-Counties Bank commercial lender Tim Ching and his business banking team came to the rescue. They worked with Bay's development firm and city leaders, creating a commercial lending solution that ignited the redevelopment effort, renovating the firehouse into a hoppin' restaurant that revitalized the area. Now that's service with a vision. Commercial lending, small business loans, neighborhood revival. For personalized problem solving, California community branches, over 25,000 surcharge-free ATMs, advanced online and mobile banking, plus live banker support 7 days a week. Switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC.
On Saturday, October 7th, the Harvest Moon Liberty Fest will be coming to the Anderson River Park, and it's totally free. Food and games begin at noon with live music from nine bands starting at 2 p.m., plus a special presentation by Citizens for Fair Representation. Local vendors will be presenting arts and crafts, balloon animals, face painting, pumpkin carving, even laser tag, and drawings for prizes. So bring the whole family for a day in the park.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. I hope you're having a great day. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Bank. I tell you what, they are enabling our citizens of Reading to move their dreams forward. That's right. Moving local dreams forward. They've opened up another branch right here in Reading at 1845 California Street, right down from Jack's, run by locals, and they're there to assist you in all of your banking needs. And they do a great job. They're out there, and they support this community in a lot of different ways. That's Cornerstone Bank. All right. Just you know, okay, now this is going to sound weird. Are you, you watch the news, right, Jared, sometimes?
Sometimes. I usually read it. But.
Okay, read it. Yeah, you know what? You know what? I can understand that because sometimes you just get tired of some of this stuff. The one, though, and I read a lot. Have you read anything today? Or have you had a chance yet?
I kind of glanced at it when I got here, but I haven't really.
There's nothing in the papers on the front about Las Vegas. I mean, there's a couple of small stories, but there's nothing like, boom, something else has happened, or there's another announcement. It's like it stopped. I mean, look at, you know, online, look at these, look at Yahoo, look at all these. When you look at them, you know, Trump says it's the calm before the storm. And now, see, we've moved on even from Puerto Rico. I mean, everything's just moved on in just this couple of days.
I think we live in a society thing? Where we have, like, information overload. So we, I mean, I don't know, but we seem to move on from things really quickly.
Well, here's the latest. That Governor Brown signed a bill to make, bill to make California a sanctuary state. Oh, a sanctuary state. Now, what's that mean? It means that our law enforcement agencies and our jails cannot assist the feds in deporting illegals unless they've committed a specific crime. So you think to yourself, oh, well, gosh. It turns out that those crimes, I think it's like 800 different crimes. But they're all felonies or misdemeanors that can be go into felonies. That's right now. You know, but here's the thing is, if you as a county want to work with the feds, or the feds come down and say, hey, I need your help on this, by the state rules, the state says you can't help. Well, that puts the law enforcement agencies in the state of California kind of in a hard spot. Because if the feds come down, they come to the jail, who have you got in here that's here illegal? Are they saying that you can't tell them? And if you do tell them, and they take that person, is the state going to hold you responsible? There's been a few counties, and even the city of Anderson says, hey, we're not going to be a sanctuary city. We're not going to be a sanctuary county. And so I called the chair of the Board of Supervisors, David Kehoe, yesterday, as soon as this word came out, and gave him a call and said, so, Dave, what's your statement on this so I can talk about it tomorrow? Well, David said, well, you know what, I hadn't heard of it, and gosh, you know, I need to talk to our counsel about it, the county lawyer on it. He says, and I gave him my phone number, said he'd call me back, gave him my cell phone. He says, I carry that with me. Give me a call back with, you know, with the statement so I can do it tomorrow morning. So I'm still waiting at this point to get that statement about. So what do you think about this, Dave? I mean, I would tell people if this is this for publication? Well, yeah. I think that what the state has done is put us in a tough spot. I don't know how tough it is until I talk to the city council. That's what I would say. I want to see what we can do and where are we restricted and what we can do so that we can live to the letter of the law. Does that make sense, Jared? Jared's shaking his head up and down. He's nodding. He's not nodding real hard, though, so I'm not sure if he really believes what I just said or if he's just kind of like nodding to get me off his back. So, anyway. But this is going to be interesting, man. I mean, get this. Does this put the sheriffs, the chiefs, after they made some changes to this bill, chiefs of police said, okay, we can live with this. All the sheriffs of the county said, we can't live with this. Every one of them, we can't live with this because this we're the ones that hold these people. You put us in a tough position right here. What are we supposed to do? Now, here's the question. Will the feds withhold money? Can the feds withhold money from our law enforcement agencies? And if your law enforcement agencies do comply with the feds, does the state hold money? You know, like that 109 money that we don't get a lot of, but we do still get some of? Oh, sorry, if you're going to work with the feds, you don't need that 109 money, pop 109 money. Thanks a lot again, Sacramento and Democrats, for putting us into this state here of this, you know, this uneasy state because you don't like President Trump, so you're going to just protect all those illegals that are here. You know, you're right. It's going to be a hell of a voting base. And one time, maybe we can get the Republican Party and have them in the museum as an endangered animal. You know what? If fact of anything, the Republican Party in California should be given endangered status because they could be wiped out at any time. Jared's liking that, though, aren't you? Yeah, Jared's smiling. He goes, no, yeah. I think it's true. They keep passing laws like this. It makes Republicans. I mean, we've got, what, 3 Republicans elected? Okay, there's more than that. But come on. Come on. Let's get serious about this. And Republican Party is going to be an endangered species in the state of California right now. It's what's the one right before endangered? You know, where they say, oh, gosh, you know, you got to recut back on this. You know, I don't know what it is. But the Endangered Species Act should be for the Republican Party in California. And every chance they get, the Democrats, they put the screw down just a little bit more. Oh, yeah, no, we're going to do this. Oh, by the way, and we're also going to raise all your taxes. Oh, and we're going to, for all you people out there that are voting for us who are in the working poor, it's just going to cost you more money to license your car, by the way. What happened to tax the rich part here in California? Anybody over a certain length, a certain amount of money, let's just take all their money. Bring them to the level of everybody else. Come on, Dems, you can do it. You can do it. The GOP in California. There's going to be photos of them. Pretty soon there's only going to be 2 left. Unfortunately, it's 2 males. Harvey Weinstein, Hollywood producer. Powerful. Liberal. A supporter of Hillary. A hater of Trump. A man who believes in equality. A man who pushes equality. Wants to do away with the NRA. Believes in a woman's right. Just stepped down from his very large, powerful company under sexual harassment allegations that has been going on for years. For years. Turns out he's had to settle with actresses, Rose McConnell, and others, plus anybody else that got near him. He'd get his hands on, want him to take showers with, or watch him take a shower, give him naked massages. Oh, Harvey! And now he's going to sue the New York Times for breaking the story. Hey, wait a minute. They were supposed to give us all the questions that we could answer, and then they didn't. Then they brought in some more stuff. I'm suing them for $50 million. And then goes on this thing, if you read about it. You know, it's just, it's pathetic. It's pathetic. You've been caught, Harvey. I know I've been mean to people. I know I have a horrible temper. I know that I probably need help. But my wife is standing by me, and I've got a woman lawyer. Oh, it's pathetic. Harvey, that's it. But here's what's going to happen if it's a Republican. If it's a Republican, you're toast. That's it. It's over. If you're a Republican and you do the things that he did, and you are in the public eye, guess what happens? That's right. It's over for you, buddy. Who knows what's going to happen to Harvey? He says, I am willing to go into rehab. You know, just listening to what this guy says is just, you know what? It makes, you know, I threw up in my throat. I threw up in my mouth just listening to this guy. Okay, Harvey, you got caught. All those things that you're accusing people of, you got caught. Oh, I know. He's not guilty until... He's not guilty to the fat ladies things they say, right? Is that true? Is that true? If that's the case, then Harvey. Good. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break. We're going to be back. I'm sorry. I find these things. You know what? I just find them amusing. I start to find these things just amusing that these things happen like this. And then here it is 3 days later. You don't hear about Puerto Rico. You don't hear about Las Vegas. You know, maybe there's just been nothing new about Las Vegas. But you don't see any, like, you know, little follow-up. You know, you start to see some follow-up stories, but nothing. The Times, Fox News, all USA Today, all of these gone by. Anyway, this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know, it's just at that perfect time of the year where it's going to be 92 today, and it's still a little bit warm, but it's getting cooler and cooler and cooler. 48 right now. Low tonight's going to be 57. So Alliance Heating and Air, they can handle any type of heating or cooling systems. Best in the North State, voted that way. We say they are because that's the way they are. It's a veteran-owned business, family-owned business. Give them a call at 221-2642. You won't be sorry if you have a problem. It's time to get your filters looked at. It's time to get everything maintained before the winter starts. Check out homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back with Connor Sutton.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Your story begins here. Start yours today. Wind River Resort and Casino can make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. Our group sales team can set up any room arrangement needed to suit your conference or meeting needs. Book your event today. Call 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. It's better at the river.
Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
Make your purchase of a new luxurious energy-efficient home in the upscale master-planned community of Highland Park, located off Churn Creek Road. Whether you select one of our new style homes currently under construction or choose from our selection of available lots with fabulous views, you'll enjoy amenities that include basketball court, shade structure, bathrooms, children's play area, and masonry work by John Ashmore Masonry, enhancing the look of exteriors with brick and culture stone since 1984. Your Palomar-built Highland Park home is centrally located minutes from downtown and close to shopping. Contact Debbie Morgan at our new model home today.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
When I feel that chill, smell that fresh cut grass, I'm back in my helmet, cleats and shoulder pads. Standing in the huddle, listening to the call.
You. How dare you
Band's
play
going
that?
Crazy
this is obviously we're talking about high school football here, college football. That's a good. I didn't even know they did it. They had a song about playing football. Is that something? Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 26 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on Friday, the 6th of September. Hey, tomorrow, these are things that are going on. The Shasta County Youth Support Day. It's going to be starting at 11 and it goes to 3 at the Shasta County Veterans Memorial Building. It's inviting, they're inviting all youth groups in Shasta County, you know, 4-H, cheerleading, you know, all everything, schools, Little League, FFA, and they're there to raise money for all of these organizations. And this is put on by the Shasta County Veterans Affiliate Council and the California Highway Patrol. If you have any questions, give a call to 949-5000. But that's tomorrow. Just show up at the Shasta County Veterans Memorial Building there on Yuba Street next to the post office. And then, of course, Harvest Moon Liberty Fest is going October 7th also. It opens at 12 noon and goes, the music starts at 2. So you can get to all of these right there. 9 bands, guest speakers, Aaron Reznor, Melissa Hunt, Baron Browning, and Mark Baird will be there. Local food, games, laser tag, and more. I'm here with Connor Sutton. Connor, who, of course, is wearing his Red Hawk hat.
That's true, I am.
Because he is, well, you are the, what, the media guy out there for sports?
Technically, yes, sports information director.
Sports information director at Simpson University, but he's also the one that does our football games and does a great job, you and Tom Galbraith together. And Tom has learned now never not to be there.
Right.
After the thing, after the things you said about him the night he was there, like how he can't get up the stairs.
Yep.
You know, you're getting old.
He takes 4 to 5 bathroom breaks per game.
Yeah, and then, you know, plus he eats all the food.
He eats all the food, yeah.
He eats all the food.
Yep. This, he just goes to the snack bar and just
cleans him out.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's going to be sorry if he wasn't here for this now.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, this game, this week. Okay, last week you picked, it looked like it was going to be a huge game.
Right.
Shasta High against this team from Reno?
Mm-hmm. DeMonte Ranch, yep.
DeMonte Ranch. But tell us about this quarterback. This kid is phenomenal.
Yeah, well, he came out. I mean, we knew from, you know, just talking to people how good he was. But when he dropped back and he threw, I think, a 40-yard pass, that was actually an incompletion. But this was in the first quarter. Threw a pass down the field. Under pressure, because he was under pressure a lot of his throws.
He kept coming at him.
Yep, yeah. And I mean that was Shasta's
defense.
They had to try to get him out of the pocket, but even when he was out of the pocket, he was throwing darts just right on the money, and it was really impressive. Some of the throws that he made under pressure in the pocket, he had quick feet in the pocket, and I was thoroughly impressed. One of the best quarterbacks I've seen at the high school.
Well, no, this guy's got a scholarship to Notre Dame. And as you pointed out, that's not like it used to be, but Notre Dame is still, you know, they're still have the capabilities of playing and making it to the playoffs.
Oh, absolutely.
Maybe not this year, but I mean, they've got a good, solid program.
And they're one of those big schools in
big
college.
School.
In college, college football too,
and people follow. I mean, they've got what do they call them? The Subway fans. There, I mean, they're just people from all over the country follow Notre Dame.
Yeah. So he was incredible. 7 touchdown passes.
He threw 7 that night.
Yeah.
Second half was kind of a blowout.
Yeah, second half. Well, the third quarter they scored 3 touchdowns in like the first 6 minutes of the third quarter. So they got 2-3 and outs from Shasta, and then marched down the field and scored quickly.
He was throwing passes the whole way, huh?
Yeah, mostly. So that
you said he had one where he rolled out to the right?
Yeah, he rolled out right. It was a great play design. And everyone was following him out to the right, and they just had a wide open wide out on the left side of the field that no one even saw. He ran a slant route, and Shasta was in his zone defense. And, he was wide open, threw it right on the money for an easy 6 points. So, you know, it was a really impressive to watch. And Shasta, although they lost by quite a bit, they did have a relatively good game defensively, especially in that first half. In the second half, they just couldn't handle the firepower from DeMonte Ranch.
Wow. Okay. This week
is
going to be Foothill and Enterprise.
Yeah.
So that should be a pretty good game.
Yeah, both teams 3-2. League play is getting underway this week, so, you know, rivalries.
Where it counts.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you think? Who's got the just from what you've seen.
Yeah.
You've seen both teams.
I've seen both teams. I've seen Enterprise 3 times, Foothill once. From what I've seen, if I had to take a guess, I'd say Enterprise has a little bit of the upper hand just because I think they have a little bit of a better defense.
But you can't tell on these.
Right. It's tough to tell.
Game. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Enterprise has lost two straight games. Both teams are 3-2.
That's right.
Enterprise has lost two straight games to Woodland and then Eureka last week. They have had a common opponent. Enterprise beat Lassen 21-10, and then Lassen beat Foothill 38-7. Now, I don't know how much – you can't really use common opponents in sports, but if you have to, like in this scenario, I would say Enterprise does have a little bit of
Well, you know, I talked to the Foothill coach, and he's – or the athletic director. He's been there for a while.
Yeah.
And he said this is really a building year. This is really a young team they've got out there.
Yeah, they
did
do.
Did you notice that?
Yes, absolutely. They have a couple of really good players. Jesse Womack is over 100 yards rushing per game. The game that I was at, he had three touchdowns, over 250 all-purpose yards.
Wow.
So he can really play. But for Enterprise, Leslie Cummings is going to be the guy to watch for the Hornets because he can mix it up. He's a dual-threat quarterback where he can throw it, he can run it. Throws over 150 yards per game. Enterprise with a better passing game than Foothill. But, you know, Foothill's quarterback, Jaden Gordon, he can throw it too. He's got a really good arm, sometimes struggles with accuracy. But there should be – I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I think both teams have a lot of firepower on the offensive end, and it should be high-scoring. And hopefully we have a barn burner tonight.
Good. Okay. And that game starts tonight at 7:15 with the pregame, and then 7:30 with the game out there, and it's going to be played at Foothill. Now, we've got another announcement to make here.
Yeah.
We've been talking with Simpson, and we are going to bring 22 basketball games from Simpson University, both the male team and the female team, including a couple of doubleheaders.
Yeah.
And we're going to go through the season with them, and then after that pick up the softball, which is this nationally ranked softball team that we have.
Yeah, we're very excited to partner with you guys with that. You know, the basketball team is – women's basketball team had a good year last year. Todd Franklin taking over the reins of the men's team this upcoming year. We've seen some of the guys who he's brought in. I think both teams are going to be successful. Softball's a contender every year. We're very excited. We're going
to make it to the World Series.
It was two years ago.
I mean,
they went to the opening round last year and went up against the number one team in the nation, Oklahoma City, who'd only lost one game all year.
And they ended up – did Oklahoma City end up winning it?
They did.
So –
and they played them tough too. It was I think the final score was I think it was 4-2. So I mean,
wow,
it was a close game, and there was a couple calls from umpires that could go either way.
Yeah,
you know. So, but
do you have the addresses of the umpires?
I don't. No, I don't.
Oh,
it's probably a good call.
Probably.
You know. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we got a lot of things. Got the football games, and we're going to be going to of course following the game of the week all the way through.
Yep.
And then we're going to be starting the Simpson basketball at the end of the month. So we'll make sure that none of that interferes with the football. And if you have not been to a high school football game, guys and girls, you need to go out there.
Mm-hmm.
The excitement, and it is fun. It is fun to watch this. You know, the kids out there.
Yeah.
And you are right in the middle of all of that. So.
Yeah, it's a blast. And if you can't watch, make sure you tune up the dials and listen to us.
There you go. You can do that and listen. And the game calling is great. And then we put it in the archives for people whose, you know, families are – and we stream it. So if the families aren't here, they can hear, from grandma and grandpa and – all the cousins and all that can hear their relatives playing, which has been a big people really enjoyed that capability. Okay, Connor Sutton and Tom Galbraith there tonight. We hope Tom makes it.
Maybe
get him a little walker.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. We'll see. You know, because I almost enjoyed it a little bit more when he wasn't there because he was listening and he would text me. He's like, okay, you got me right there, making fun of him. So, no, but he'll be there tonight, and we'll be jabbing at each other all night.
Okay, be there at Foothill. And I'll give Foothill a call, make sure that they know in case they haven't. At least I can find out if they've restricted you from the campus.
Oh, yeah, okay. They might.
All right.
You never know. Tom might have cleaned him out of the snack bar.
Well, that would be good for him. All right. Hey, we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. If you're looking for quality, compassionate in-home care, it's Sharon Clark and her people from Home Helpers. You're not going to find a better place, a more affordable solution that keeps your family where they're happiest, in the home. Give her a call, 226-8350. Home Helpers. We'll be right back with Keith Houston and our premiere of Question on the Street. We'll be right back.
seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure the oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems all have been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't need to drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes and more with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier's in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipe sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Be a hero and help us save the animals of the North State by attending Haven Humane Society's 10th Annual Bark, Wine, and Brew Dinner and Auction on Saturday, October 7th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center.
While enjoying music, sample local wine, beer, and appetizers.
Bid on exciting live and silent auction packages.
And purchase raffle tickets for a chance to win a San Francisco Giants spring training trip for two.
Plus much, much more.
Doors open at 5:30 p.m.
Bark, Wine, and Brew sells out every year, so get your tickets now at havenhumane.org or call us at 241-5262.
All proceeds go to support the homeless animals of the North State.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebach. It is 48 degrees, going up to 92 today. Low tonight, 57. Beautiful day tomorrow. It's going to just be like this for several days. Starting to cool off, of course. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Four Winds Jewelry brings us this portion of the show, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading with a watch repairman. Great place to go for estate jewelry or any kind of jewelry. Right there. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. I'm here with Keith Houston, Jr. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning.
And today we introduce our question on the street. I was going to say man on the street because you are the man on the street, but I'm thinking is that the people that you approach are all, you know, men and women. So I'm not sure that that gives the right connotation to it. So I've got to come up with a good catchy name for this. So, but tell us about who Keith is.
Hola, I'm Keith Lamont Houston, Jr. I'm a student at Simpson University. I played on the basketball team last year, but now I'm just going there as a student, and, I'm enjoying it.
Enjoying it. Walked in, said, are y'all looking for an intern?
Yes,
sir. Did somebody tell you we were? Because we did tell people out there we were looking for somebody.
Well, last year I had a professor who brought us into the studio, had a tour, and she said that they always look for interns, and so I was kind of busy with basketball at the time, but now this year I'm free, so I came in and figured.
All right. So I looked at Keith and thought that, you know, this is something we wanted to try, and I thought this would be a fine young man to try it. So we started with, and so we decided to, I said, you can come up with the questions. And I wanted to, you to get a cross-section of Redding. And so you went out the first time, mm-hmm. and just to do kind of an audition type thing, came back, good. So we sent you out again mm-hmm. this week. And what was the question?
The question was, should we have stricter gun control laws?
After the Las Vegas event.
Yeah.
You're going to be interested. We're going to play the whole portion. It's like 4 minutes, but you're going to hear all these different comments in there. Now, did anybody give you a bad time out there? Or were they pretty open when you were talking to them?
Yeah, the people that I actually recorded, they were pretty open. They weren't hesitant or anything. There were a couple people who I approached that didn't want to talk about it at all or completely just walked by me. But other than that, yeah, the people I interviewed, they were good.
Did you know any of them or they, no?
I did not.
Okay. All right. So let's play this. And this is the question was after this Las Vegas tragedy, do we need more gun control? And this is from both students and other people from. And where did you go to?
I went to the Shasta Mall. That's the majority of the people I interviewed, and then some people from Simpson.
Okay. All right. Jared, let's go with it.
In light of the recent events that happened in Las Vegas, do you think that we need stricter gun control laws?
Yes, we do, to be able to figure out who the guns are getting into. Mm-hmm. That part of it only. I don't think they should be taken away, but I think that it should be more who's getting it.
No.
No?
I think it's because more mental health. Mm. Well, the people that are going to be shooting people are going to get guns regardless. Like, if do we make drugs illegal? Yeah, the bad people still get them.
True. That's true.
Basically, just make it where the people that are good aren't going to be able to protect themselves.
Okay, so do you think that we just need to, I guess, work on trying to ban guns at all? Like, work on that at all, or just...
I think we need more awareness of the like potentiality of them for sure. We need to promote that there's danger, but we should focus on the love and the peace of it all, and show that there's more to life than that.
This is a tough question. consider the fact that, of course, obviously you need to be a little bit more gun control, but it's not going to change anything, for my opinion. Because if someone want to kill someone, he's going to do it with a gun, he's going to do it with a knife, he's going to run it over, run him over. I think we should work to be nicer to each other. And this is my opinion about it. You know, I think we should like work to be friendly with each other. People are going to be, they're going to be crazy people everywhere, you know. It doesn't matter. So my opinion is not going to change anything. So even if they're going to change the law and they're going to have gun control, it's not going to change a thing, for my opinion.
Yes, I would say so. I think, like, more background checks and more, like, information to the people buying the guns. And, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not that passionate about it, so, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
What I will say is that what that comes down to is, are you using a gun as a weapon or as a tool? If you live in a city, you're most probably using it as a weapon. If you live out in the country, it could be a tool for several things. Mm-hmm. That's what I'll leave that at.
Okay. Do you think that we should work on banning guns in general, or work on regulating distribution?
If we start banning stuff, then we can start banning everything. Mm-hmm. I think regulation needs to be maybe stepped up. I have no idea. I can't speak on that because it's different in every place, and we can't blame everything, you know, everything on one person. I don't think that all society should have to pay for everybody else. I think it's just human nature. There's not a whole bunch that can be done about it, except for change human nature. Mm-hmm. Good luck with that.
Oh, absolutely. Although they're still trying to figure out, like, this guy's history, mm-hmm. like, nobody really saw this coming,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like if someone buys that amount of ammunition, like, there needs to be, like, some kind of secret, like, probe just to make sure that guy is actually okay. So, 'cause why would you need that many weapons? No matter how much love you have for weapons, that's just too many to purchase. You know, so there needs to be stricter one way or the other, mm-hmm. so that this doesn't happen again.
So do you think that we should like ban guns in general, or should we just like focus on trying to regulate it to where only certain people can get guns, or how do you think we should go about it?
I mean, I've heard a lot of good arguments. For me, the one I like a lot is just that
we shouldn't ban it completely because people need it for just personal safety. But it shouldn't, I mean, it's quite a tricky one because this guy doesn't really have any criminal history, but he did what he did.
Yeah.
So I think maybe the best way to go about it is by having, like, the people who actually need it to have it, and then people can just have, like, one personal weapon or something after, like, thorough, like, investigation on that person. Just one for each family or something.
Okay.
Who really need it if they want it.
Okay. That's a lot of different. Nobody was really calling for a complete ban.
Yeah.
And some of the things is, you know, the guy that and this is, I think, the tragedy of this. This is where when people want stricter regulations, this guy went through a background check. How many times did he go through a background check? What, you know, if he had 30 guns, let's just, okay, so he went through a background check 25 times. And not one thing came out of that. Not one thing. So, okay, and I understand, well, we got to keep it out of the hands of people like this. Well, he was a person like the rest of us. I mean, you can go in and buy a gun.
Exactly.
And I can go in, and Jared can go in. We can all go in and buy guns because we got nothing in our backgrounds, you know, or anything like this. But I thought what I heard was, it was really common sense from people. I mean, they weren't, they weren't like over the top.
Yeah.
And tell me the people you talked to.
I know majority of the people I talked to, they were around maybe the 20s or early 20s to late 40s maybe. It was pretty diverse in age.
That one gentleman was talking about the tool, you know.
Yeah.
You're out in the city. You know, it becomes more of a weapon, but you're come out. But he says it depends on the area and that. And I thought that was, and I've heard that argument before.
Yeah.
Is that, it? You know, if you're in the city, you know, and you do, you, but it, I, you're more danger, frankly, in the city than you are out in the country. But and it is different. You know, it's a tool they use out there to protect their crops or protect their crops if it's shotguns or their animals out there, or protect their families. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So how'd you like this? How'd you like your first one?
It was fun. It was a good experience. Just talking to different people, asking them their opinions. It was very informative what they were they're giving their opinions and everything. It was good. It was very good.
Well, and I like the idea is that you're not telling, you know, you don't want to lead them down the path.
Yeah.
You know, because you can do that. I mean, when you're interviewing people, you can get them to a spot you want them to do, and they don't even know that they're doing it. They're just kind of, because they're nervous and they're reacting. So the big thing is just asking a question and letting it go. Now, we're going to have a question every week, and a lot of times I don't know what it is. You know, Keith and I sit down here and we talk about something we want to ask for next week.
Yeah.
So do you have any ideas for next week?
I don't have anything at this moment. I'm pretty sure I could think of something later, but
I think we can do that. We're going to find something we can talk about. But if you out there in our audience would like to hear some of the, you know, have a question asked, you know, something about, you know, when some of these you could ask. I'm not sure they would know the answers, but do you think what do you think about the recall election? I think that's a good one for, you know, we can talk about that one because that's got a lot of people excited. And you're going to may have to go through a few more people because you're going to hear some people go, what recall election?
Yeah.
But those are good answers, too. I mean, I don't know if there's a recall and, you know, something like that.
True.
So tell us everything else. Okay.
Everything's good. Yeah. Everything. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay. And you are from a naval family.
I am. Yeah. My dad was in the Navy for 20 years and he retired in 2005 and then we settled in San Diego.
You lived all over.
Basically. Yeah. Basically.
You were in Okinawa at one time, right?
Yeah, born in Japan.
Born in Japan.
Came back to the States. I know we moved across the East Coast and then got into Chicago. My brother was born. From there, we went to Texas, lived there for a couple years, then finally came out to San Diego or California.
Well, yeah. You know, and so now you're up at Simpson. and you were you had a scholarship to play, and now you're just finishing up this year.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, we appreciate you being in here, buddy, and I can't wait for these next ones because I'm going to send you down to Skid Row down here and start talking to the homeless.
Okay.
Also, finding out how long they've been here, why'd they come here.
Mm-hmm.
And you can handle yourself down there in the sense that you can break contact and get away from us, right?
Yeah.
I just need to brand you with a shirt from KCNR.
I would love that. Actually.
Okay, we'll get you one of those too. Okay. All right, everybody. See what time we got here. Oh gosh, we've got to run. Congressman Lamoff will be with us right after the break.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
And the first decline in 6 years.
Wells Fargo Chief Economist John Sylvia says the September dip was all about the hurricanes in Texas and Florida.
Leisure and hospitality down 111,000. Again, you simply saw that, with the hurricanes, people were not going to stay in hotels. They were not going to go out to eat.
More bad weather on the way. National Hurricane Center specialist Lexion Avila says Tropical Storm Nate could strike the U.S. over the weekend as a hurricane.
This is a tropical storm, and it is a large system with a lot of rain. It's moving fast, and that's good news in terms of the rainfall. The fastest they move, the less rain you get.
Those rains have proven deadly in parts of Central America. More than 22 deaths blamed on the storm. Australia's Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says his police service is assisting their U.S. counterparts with the investigation into the Las Vegas shooting.
There is always the maximum collaboration and cooperation and assistance provided. So that's the case in every circumstance, and you can assume that's the case here.
Turnbull's comments airing on the Australian Broadcasting Corporation. The shooter's girlfriend is, in fact, an Australian citizen. Traditional allies in support of gun rights are of one mind now in calling for regulation of the so-called bump stock devices that apparently aided the gunman behind the Las Vegas attack. Normally, the NRA opposes firearms restrictions in any form. President Trump has pledged to support gun rights. Yet after the deadly rampage at that country music festival, the NRA and the administration are endorsing additional regulations for those devices. More from townhall.com.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Larry Levin, and I've been on the trading floor for 23 years. I was one of the biggest traders in the S&P pit. I'm also the president of Trading Advantage, the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional day traders. Now, for a limited time, I'm offering one of the trading techniques I use to make $1.9 million for free. Get started right now by calling 800-489-8876. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and daily insider's market report at no cost to you. This is the very information I use to build my fortune.
I was getting ready to retire. I still needed to make extra income, but I didn't want to work for anyone else. Because of Larry and his excellent instructors, I could trade successfully for myself, and I'll never have to work for someone else again.
Fire the stockbroker and hire the most dependable person you know, you. Again, call in the next 90 minutes, leave your email address on my voicemail, 800-489-8876. Call 800-489-8876. 800-489-8876.
The chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee says his panel will address the threat of Russian hacking.
Senator John McCain says Russia's disinformation campaign aims to undermine democratic governments, and he calls it a threat to national security. His remarks follow the revelation that Russia purchased online ads on Facebook that targeted key presidential swing states. The ads, seen by some 10 million users, have been turned over to congressional investigators. Senator McCain himself says he was targeted by Russia's ads, which planted a false narrative that he met with a leader of ISIS.
That's Linda Kenyon reporting. A would-be thief in Rio de Janeiro apparently chose the wrong gym to try and rob. Surveillance camera footage shows the man entering the gym and jumping over a turnstile after arguing with the receptionist. Next thing you see on the video, the man jumping back over that turnstile and fleeing for his life outside, being chased by several jiu-jitsu students dressed in their uniforms. More of these stories can be found at townhall.com. Pennsylvania Congressman Tim Murphy is leaving Congress later this month, a victim of an extramarital affair and its consequences.
House Speaker Paul Ryan confirming Murphy will step down October 21st.
The decision comes just days after published reports that the popular pro-life congressman urged a woman he was having an affair with to have an abortion.
I think it's appropriate that he moves on to the next chapter of his life.
Right.
That report from Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. The UN has described the lack of access to Rohingya Muslims in Myanmar as unacceptable.
The UN says the exodus from Myanmar is now the world's fastest growing refugee crisis and may even get worse. Around 2,000 people a day are fleeing to Bangladesh.
That's the BBC's Imogene Folks reporting from Geneva, Switzerland. A quick look at Wall Street, and it is the Dow off 21 points, the NASDAQ down 11, the S&P 500 off by 7 points. More of these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment this morning, and we are enjoying this beautiful, beautiful day. It is 8:05 in the morning, and our phone lines are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. What's the weather look like quickly there, buddy?
All right. It's currently 47 degrees, which is going to be clear most of the week. Today we have a high of 92, a low of 57. On Saturday we have a high of 88, a low of 56. On Sunday, a high of 78, a low of 58. And on Monday, Columbus Day, we have a high of 83 and a low of 53.
Beautiful, 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 beautiful weather. And the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business, 365-3793. And, of course, we have Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are lower this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 24 points at 22,751. The S&P 500 is down 5 points at 2546, and the NASDAQ composite is off 10 points at 6,574. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, Bank of America up 5 cents at 2617, Insco down 20 cents, trading at $5.62, and Ford up a penny at 1226. For local stocks of interest, Costco is down $9.50 at $157.48, Walmart down 61 cents, trading at $78.81, and Bank of Commerce down a dime at $11.35. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.37% and the 30-year bond 2.90. Commodity prices are lower. Gold is down $3.80 an ounce at $12.69, silver down 14 cents at $16.50 per ounce, and crude oil off $1.48, trading at $49 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
You are my hero, Susan.
You keep, happy Friday.
How do you do that? Yeah, okay. Happy Friday. Do you have a wonderful weekend?
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right, bye. Okay. You know what? If you're looking for an investment counselor, a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, been in the business a long time. She's the first vice president over there at Wells Fargo Advisors. So why not give Susan a look at your portfolio? Hey, can it be better? She's going to tell you, I think this is good, or maybe we need to tweak a few of these or these other things. That's right. Susan Eastman, Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive. Okay, we're waiting for the congressman to give us a call this morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California, and teaching in 29 counties and getting ready to open up in two or three more. Most complete CCW training you're going to get. And I would say just in Northern California, but now it's reaching down into mid-California, Central California, too, and it's working its way down. You can register online at readingccw.com or give them a call at 999-1822. That's 530-999-1822. It's not only just concealed carry. It's also tactical rifle, advanced pistol, all of these. The more knowledge, the more training you get, the safer you are in if you're carrying a firearm. Okay. Well, let's go into a couple of things until the congressman calls. One of them is this the bump stock, the ban of the bump stock. It looks like the NRA is rolled into this one, too, and says, we need to take a look at this because, really, what does it do? There's some ranges, a lot of ranges, that just have them already banned. The bump stock of course, as what this murderer put on his rifles, which essentially lets the rifle fire quicker. And it's not full automatic. And people don't understand that, but it's not full automatic. If you hear an automatic weapon, it's, you know, it's a different sound. It's faster, even though this is a faster rate of fire. And my question is, and, you know, and nobody is stronger than I am for the right to own weapons and possess weapons, is I'm not sure what that does, what how that enhances, and does it, you know, and what is it used for besides that? You can't aim the weapon better anytime you're firing like this. When you're firing on full auto, which this isn't, but if you're firing on full auto, usually, you know, to be able to control that, unless you're just a you know, just like the Hulk, the way to control it is you have to have it on tripods and mount it on things to keep it on there. So I'm not sure what this bump stock does. You know, I've seen them, but I just, you know, to me, I was never interested in them. The question is, though, if you do this, is this, you know, and I'm not going to go in the old slippery slope thing either, because to me, a slippery slope can be stopped. You know, the, oh, it's a slippery slope. No, I would take a look at something and say, do we really need something like this? Is this something that that we need to be able to enjoy our sport of shooting, is a bump stock? What does it provide? Because you can shoot faster. I can shoot pretty fast with a semi-automatic weapon. You know, the thing about this is they're going to go after, you know, as California has, oh, no, no, it's because he had those high-capacity magazines. No. It's not it at all. He could have just, you know, he could have bumped through that and dropped that, put another 10-round magazine in or whatever. You know, you got to get over that stuff. You know, a shooter. I've watched people with the California legal guns where you have to break open the gun almost like a shotgun and reload it and do it, you know, after they've worked with it and practiced during a class. They can get that gun open, unload it, and load it again in just a couple of seconds. So, you know, again, it goes back to the person behind the gun. She report, you know, you see all these reports. I don't see how they come out, you know, that she says, oh, he would lay in the bed screaming and moaning. I mean, how do we know that? You know, how does that come out? You know, she's being questioned by the FBI. You get all these different ones, you know, all these questionings and all these things that are happening with the idea that nobody knows about this. And Sun Gold comes in. I can't believe that no one saw this coming, that no one anywhere saw this coming. And, you know, of course, you know, the ISIS is saying is that, oh, no, he's one of ours. He's been radicalized. And there's no proof of that. There's nothing coming out, from the FBI and the sheriff's office. Like I said, today it was like you have to kind of start looking around to see what happened in the major news sources. They've moved on. As you know, and you think about this. They've moved on. 58 people killed. They've moved on. Maria hits Puerto Rico. Only 9% of them still have, you know, or still have power. Most of them have water now, but only 9% of the island has power. They've moved on. I'm just finding this. I find this really interesting how this stuff happens like that. Okay, we're going to take a break. I'm going to try and find Congressman LaMalfa. This portion of the show brought to you by, you know, our friends over at North State Security. You know, North State Security is not somebody who just rides around in their cars. They've got the job of taking care of our public utilities, protecting both the Redding's airports, Redding's electric utility, all the power plants, local high schools, events, public events, Cool April Nights, Colt 45 baseball games. You name it, they're there. Why? They've been an ounce of prevention since 1968. And right now they're looking for professionals to come and join their team. They've expanded out, and they're expanding more. You're going to see a lot more of them around here. They've got more people on the street, more officers on the street at any one time than the police do, and the sheriff probably combined. Give them a call at 243-0295. And a number of the ones that have been at North State Security have gone on into regular law enforcement jobs. Again, 243-0295. We'll be right back.
Baby, you come knocking on my front door. Baby, Bike Weekend is back and bigger than ever as it thunders into the Shasta District Fair and Event Center beginning Friday, October 6th. Sign up now to participate at BigBikeWeekend.com and check out the schedule of events, including the Remembrance Ride over Shasta Dam, Big Bike Games, the Big Bike Show, live music, and the free Can-Am Spider Demo Rides. There'll be hours of stunt bike entertainment featuring the Victor McLaughlin Motor Corps, Robin Stunt's Diamond Team, and the West Coast Connection Team, with non-stop entertainment featuring DJ Bobette on the main stage. Be a part of Northern California's biggest gathering of bikes from all over the West Coast. It's family-friendly and free to attend. Cooler weather and the coolest bikes come together again at the Shasta District Fair Event Center Friday, October 6th through Sunday, October 8th. Sponsored in part by Shasta Speedway, Julie Foster Allstate Insurance, Redding Harley-Davidson, Russ Brown Motorcycle Attorneys, Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo, and Riggs Media Consulting.
It's gonna be the monster Halloween house party of the year with Wind River Resort and Casino's House Party Halloween Bash, featuring the well-known hip-hop duo Kid and Play performing Do This My Way, Getting Funky, Funhouse, and Rolling with Kid and Play. Plus, DJ Guilty, spinning live beats all night long. DJ Guilty. The house party kicks off on Saturday, October 28th at 9 o'clock. Drink specials, dancing, cash drawings, costume contest, over $3,000 in cash and prizes. Pre-sale admission is $20, $30 day of. VIP booth, $350. Includes six guests, swag, cocktail service, and one bottle of Sky Vodka. This signature event sells out fast. Get your tickets now. Wind River Resort and Casino is the place to be for your monster Halloween house party. Don't forget to check out our spooked hotel package. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. We offer our guests a free Safe Ride courtesy shuttle home.
Halloween is better. Happy River.
The fall is the best time to plant because spring, there's a really short establishment period. In the fall, we have a long establishment period. So the fall is the best time to plant California natives and perennials. We propagate all of our own plants on site, from seeds, cuttings, divisions, so they're adapted to our climate. So they're tough. That's the feedback we get from our customers. Fall plant sale is October 7th. It's a Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. is a members pre-sale. Memberships are available at the gate. Members get a nice 30% discount, and the public sale is 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and the public gets the regular members discount, which is 20%.
It's the Fall Plant Sale this Saturday, October 7th, for members 9 to 11 a.m., for the public 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. For more, go online to turtlebay.org.
Make your purchase of a new luxurious energy-efficient home in the upscale master-planned community of Highland Park, located off Churn Creek Road. Whether you select one of our new style homes currently under construction or choose from our selection of available lots with fabulous views, you'll enjoy amenities that include basketball court, shade structure, bathrooms, children's play area, and masonry work by John Ashmore Masonry, enhancing the look of exteriors with brick and culture stone since 1984. Your Palomar-built Highland Park home is centrally located minutes from downtown and close to shopping. Contact Debbie Morgan at our new model home today.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. We're talking about my I just talked to Congressman Moffitt. He'll be giving us a call in a couple minutes. I just talked about, you know, people ask me about pig hunting, and I just, you know, I don't even know hardly what to say anymore. It was like, for a while it was like turkey hunting until I got my turkey. I have never chased. I am stalking these animals. I'm throwing a stalk on these animals that gets me up. I mean, I'm smelling them. I mean, the odor from pigs, I mean, I can track them now by their odor. And you're saying, well, what do they smell like? Think of a kind of an ammonia, kind of a skunky kind of odor, except stronger. So if that wind shifts, I mean, I'm on them. But I can just, you know, we can. The rules of engagement that we're hunting under, I'm going to have to go someplace else because obviously these rules of engagement are way too hard for me. That you got to wait till you see a boar and you've got to identify it, specifically identify this is a boar. And it, you know, for with me, it doesn't quite, you know, the boar's there, but then the sows get up and get around it. I mean, it's like he's got, you know, it's a charmed life. But I found this one boar. I've hunted him twice, and he does have a charmed life. I mean, one we can't see, because the grass is too high. If he's a, you know, if he's male, then the second time he gets up, I'm getting ready to raise the rifle up, and the sow stands up right in front of him, and then they all trot over to the side of the hill, and then they take off. So, 1,000 yards later, you know, I thought about, but you, at that point, you can't tell what is what. Okay, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Siskiyou Transport, SST Oil. You know, these people have been with us for 50 years, locally owned. It's an employee-owned company, and SST Oil has 57,000 places you can get gas if you have, you know, their CFN card. They do, there's time again, they, you know, for them to do maintenance on your monitor heaters, your Toyo heaters, your Toyo water heaters. They've got it all at SST Oil. And I tell you something else, too. They support our community in a lot of ways. In a lot of ways that, you know, are kind of quiet, but they're out there, you know, 4-H, and they're supporting so many different things. And then, of course, they are out there in the fire camps with fuel and oil, making sure that they've got fuel to be able to fight these fires. And this is not an easy job getting all this stuff delivered. This is SST Oil. You can give them a call at 241-1167. Ask about the different things they have there to keep your house warm during the winter. On the line is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Good morning there, Congressman.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Hey, if I was any better, I'd be twins.
Okay. Hey, well, look at this. Are you proud to be representing a sanctuary state?
Appalled.
I saw your statement on it. I saw your statement last night on it. I just don't really know what to say anymore.
It's an embarrassing state, and my colleagues laugh at me back there if they're not commiserating. I say, well, guys, you know, these whacked ideas start out here, and then they come to a state near you. So, you know, you got to be vigilant at the same time as you're laughing at it. So, you know, I mean, they can't believe some of the stuff that Democrat colleagues say in committee sometimes and the priorities. But I'll just leave it at that. It's just, you know, I mean, I go to a Wednesday breakfast. It's a meeting of conservative, the more conservative members, and there's always really great speakers that come in there, Bridget Gabriel and just, you know, Frank Gaffney, and all these folks that are really on top of it on whether it's the Islam issue internationally or you know, tax reform, any of it. So. But whenever we listen, then we have a little question and answer thing at the end, and so the leader of the group says, "And the conservative from California, Mr. LaMalfa, your turn." So there's always a little chuckle because there hardly is any.
Yeah, everybody's laughing. Yeah, underneath their breath, they go, "Oh, a conservative." But I said, "Here's what I said today: with this sanctuary city thing and the other things, I believe it's time that we should have the Republican Party in California designated an endangered animal. Is it time yet?
Committee, one of my Louisiana colleagues wanted to declare Cajuns that the other day, so I kind of figured there's something I could pivot off of. So,
okay. There's so many things going on. Let's just start with Las Vegas. It's a horrible tragedy. Some people want to call it a terrorist act. Nobody's saying that yet. And
well, one guy was able to terrorize a crowd successfully, so how you want to label the semantics
right.
is really less important than the than what we do about it. So
it looks like this attachment he put on his gun, the bump stock, seems to be something that's going to be addressed and addressed quickly.
Yeah, even then, he's come out and said, you know, this is really in the spirit of what the consensus is of the of the idea, you know, we have the 1934 law
automatic weapons,
not to be owned by the general population. This is on the heels of, you know, all the gangster stuff and Al Capone and Chicago and all that, the Tommy guns. And so that's something that's generally accepted, I guess, and only under very special licensed circumstances can individuals own a fully automatic. But the press, they gloss over the, you'd say everything's automatic, you know, semi-auto, whether it's your Mini 14 that's, you know, one trigger pull, one shot, right? Or even, shoot, we've got a little bitty 22 semi-auto rifle at home that we just, you know, go out and plink with. So it's real easy for the press and the left and the Democrats to the moment something goes bad or, you know, horrible like this, say, yeah, everybody's got an automatic gun. No, that isn't it at all. But this bump stock deal, yeah, that's not really in the spirit of it here. And so I imagine there's a big rush on people buying those right now. But
There is. There's a lot of people buying them because, you know, frankly, I see that they're going to go away. And if I had stock in it, you know, if I had investments in it, I think I'd be selling it right now. So,
well, you know, people tend to buy what says they can't have it. I mean, you know, Clinton and Obama were some of the best gun salesmen we've seen in our life.
I think Obama was the very. I think Obama has set the bar really high because he was selling millions of guns every year. So you don't see, you know, and in fact. We had a man on the street. We started a man on the street question here, and that was the question: do we need a gun ban? And surprisingly,
there's two keywords. There's two keywords you said right there.
Yeah.
Do we need? Or I hear a lot of the gun grabbers say, "Well, why do you need X? Why do you need that?" I say, "Well, I don't really need you to tell me what I need, or me to tell you what you need." With a legal product protected by the Second Amendment, I don't need you to define, you know, how many TVs I should have in my house, whether they're the, you know, this type or that type, or how big my car is, or, you know, how many square feet my house is, how many dogs I have, how many chickens in my backyard. You know, it's just people want to tell you what you need, and like, no, that's not what we're founded on. When you have these ideas of life, liberty, and pursuit, so.
Well, the question was asked by, we've got a young man from Simpson was out asking, there wasn't one group there that said it should be banned. No. And they all said that. They said, no,
yeah.
It's, you know, and I heard things like, we need to be teaching more love than hate. We need to know who's getting the guns, which I, and in this case would have made no difference because he passed all the background checks. So, anyway, it's going to be interesting. And the other thing I saw of interest, we've talked about, is here it is 3 days later. Look on the front pages. It's not there. Puerto Rico isn't there. This horrible tragedy in Las Vegas isn't there. They've moved on to something else. And I found that really strange.
What's the next front page that I've been dealing with?
Okay, this one, the one now is that it's the calm before the storm. But,
of what?
Well, Trump said that. And, you know, when he's having dinner with his military, and he said, some of the reporters were there, he said, this is the calm before the storm. Now everybody's excited about, well, what does that mean? So that's on front page. I mean, everything else is just moved. And so, I mean, that and Kelly's phone was hacked, it looks like, when he was over at Homeland Security.
Yeah. okay.
Hey,
we're dealing with the bigger stuff before I got on the plane last night. So,
what stuff were you dealing with?
Passing an actual budget out of the House that funds the military very well, and also sets the table for us to have a good run at tax reform, which is what we'll be working on the rest of the fall here. A tax reform package that will. Put more dollars in the people of working people, let them keep more of what they earn, simplify their filing process, and also bring dollars home from overseas that are stranded there because our tax rate for companies that would bring the dollars back in the country are completely out of proportion with other countries. You know, most other countries don't have, like, we're like over double of the tax rate of most other industrialized countries of how they treat corporates. That's why a lot of them are moving, you know, in some cases to Ireland, others to the Pacific Rim and those countries. So we want the jobs here. You know, Trump talked about that directly. That's why he got so much of that hard hat and lunch pail vote. He wants to save the jobs here. He wants to bring the jobs back here, and we've always wanted that. So the tax reform package we're working on, and it's not final, and we're hearing the hysterics from the left that it's just a bunch of corporate handout stuff. Like, well, I'm not here to hand out to corporate because if it doesn't produce jobs, then I don't really care about enriching them for that extent. So, but you know, that's a misnomer because it's not in the Democrat talking points.
Well, if, you know, we got to take a quick break here, but if, okay, so when the new tax package, tax cuts, or, you know, redoing how we do taxes, easier filing, less red tape, if And if we do drop the cost for corporate taxation and they still stay over there, what happens then? Is there any, like, a teeth in this thing?
I'm a guy I'd rather offer the carrot before we bring in a stick.
Oh, absolutely.
Pretty good at using sticks. So if we're not seeing that, then... But on the other hand, it's not costing you anything if they're not coming home anyway, per se, right? If they're not repatriating dollars or investing back here, if it's already gone and they're not doing it, it's not like you've changed a whole lot by having a lower rate because fewer are coming over. You're only going to get more bringing back more investment. I want the automakers to build in the 50 states, not necessarily even Canada or Mexico, you know, which is better than somewhere else, but, under NAFTA and those sorts of things. But the whole idea is to bring it here. So I don't really, Trump's talked about if you're going to leave the country with what we already have, he wants to go after them. But let's first look at the root cause of why they want to leave. And we know what those probably are. It is high rate of taxation. It's regulation that's beyond reasonable. And sometimes labor issues and the litigation, the amount of insurance you have to cover just for silly things. Being forced to employ people through the Obamacare healthcare process that doesn't add up, it doesn't make sense. So, I mean, they're smart business people, and they're not just going to sit and take it. So let's talk with them more closely about what would make you want to stay here or what's about to drive you away. I mean, California, we've seen a mass exodus over the last, 20 years because of the confiscatory policies that we have. And they just pretend in Sacramento, it's not really a problem. We're going to invest in the green economy here. We're going to build solar panels. We're going to build batteries for Teslas. Guess what? Tesla wanted to build their plant here a couple, 3 years ago. It was going to be, a couple $100 million plant, whatever it was. And they tried really, really, really hard and sharpened the pencil to see how can we do it in California. And they finally gave up. And I believe they built it near...
Near
Las Vegas or somewhere in Nevada, someplace.
Someplace up there, yeah.
It doesn't make any sense for them. And they wanted to do that. They wanted to be, the green economy and Tesla, right, and all that stuff. And they just could not do it here. So what signal is that?
Our guest is Congressman Doug Lamoff. We're going to take a quick break here. The fact is you're absolutely right, Congressman, that they seem to ignore the fact that so many people, and for the first time, and I'm going to jump off of this, I know a lot of people that, they're born and bred here. They're looking at leaving. And these are good, solid people. These are not, they're not hardline conservatives. They're people that when they see things happening, just said, this is just about all I can take. And that's the scary part. We're going to be right back with Congressman Doug Lamoff of this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. If you're going to buy a firearm, buy it from somebody that knows what they're doing. The customer service there is outstanding. It's the only place I buy guns at is Bastiani Arms. And the reason is that John Bastiani and Sarah have put an atmosphere there that anybody feels comfortable and welcome there. They have great classes on CCW, hunter safety, all of these. Every shooting accessory you want is at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back with the Congressman.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's fall savings time at Redding Kia. You want to save money, right? Well, don't pay a penny in interest during Redding Kia's fall savings sale.
Come in today and get 0% financing on all new 2017 Kia models. Not just one or two, but every model in Redding Kia's award-winning lineup qualifies for 0% financing.
Even Sorento?
Yes, even the 2017 Kia Sorento comes with 66 months of interest-free financing on approval of credit.
Or get $3,500 at KMF standard bonus cash plus $1,000 retail bonus cash on Sorento four-cylinder. That's $4,500.
And the 17 Kia Sorento is the highest-ranked midsize SUV in initial quality. For award information, visit jdpower.com.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy.
0% financing for 66 months is $15.15 per thousand financed.
Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for Sorento. Offer ends October 31st.
Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, reddingkia.com.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or Douglas Wright Law.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Better known business, best place in the world. Get a haircut, man's last stronghold. Right off of Athens Avenue. Discounts for seniors and veterans. 24 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, 48 degrees. Well, it's probably 50 degrees going up to 92. Our guest is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Congressman, you know, one of the questions that it just keeps coming up in my side is we have bills that pass out of the House of Representatives and disappear in the Senate. I ask this every time, and I'm always hoping. I guess I am crazy because I ask this question every time. I get the same answer, but I keep hoping for a different answer. Congressman? Hello? What did you do? Hello, Congressman? Hello?
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yeah, we're having a little Bluetooth technical issues, but I think we're good now.
Okay, here's... I hope you're not driving and talking at the same time there. Of course, if Bluetooth, it's okay. I said is, how come there's a... You know, when you all pass something like the tax cut, and it leaves the House of Representatives, it gets to the Senate, is it going to be one of those bills that just disappear like others?
Well, we had a graphic in our conference meeting we have in the morning... Once a week, you know, and there's a graphic of how many bills the House has passed, and that due to the Senate rules, they don't get taken up or go very far. And then I know this will turn into a Mitch McConnell bass session here, but Mitch wakes up every morning, and when he's looking in the mirror, he hasn't figured out, or anybody else, how to make 52 equal 60. It requires 60 votes to move any bill out of the Senate unless it's under special circumstances of budget reconciliation or a few other maneuvers.
Is that the sound of your car revving?
I'm hitting the highway here now. Yeah.
You must be, so what, about 110? What?
it's less than 85, okay?
Okay, got it. So what you're saying is it doesn't make any, you know, that...
that the Senate can just keep what the Democrats can just keep the bills from being passed or even brought up?
Well, they can go through they have to declare what's called a cloture vote. You know, there's been a pretty loud, the cloture vote is where it has to require 60. You're also hearing about probably the blue slip maneuver on judicial appointments, right? That any one senator, if they don't turn in what's called a blue slip, a blue piece of paper that they approve of a potential judicial nominee or maybe of any other appointment that requires confirmation, one senator can hold it up. And maybe that used to be a good thing for accountability and all that, but now it's so darn partisan that we really don't have a functional Senate or process anymore.
Well, if that's the case, I mean, if they hold everything up, isn't there some kind of rules that you can just overcome those things? So an up or down vote.
I think Mitch is seriously considering getting rid of the blue slip on the nominations, and they might go home over the holidays and have a really serious discussion about getting rid of the 60 vote cloture vote, because, you know, this is the reform era for Trump, the people of the United States that voted for Trump or voted against Hillary. They want to change here, and they're not going to be happy very long. I mean, there's a lot of frustration already, and I certainly feel it when I go talk with people that are, you know, more conservative-leaning or Republicans or middle-of-the-road folks that just want something different that's going on. Obviously, they're dissatisfied, and I can't say I'm satisfied either. I mean, this health insurance mess. We sent a bill that was a working vehicle, right, over to the Senate. They didn't like it that much, so they wanted to do their own. They had what was called the skinny bill, and then very lately, Lindsey Graham and a couple others had some bill. Even that one, McCain's buddy, Lindsey Graham, McCain couldn't even support moving that bill, not in its final form, but to the conference committee where we could spend more time on it. You know, Paul Ryan said, hey, we won't just pass the bill and send it out. We will sit down at conference and hash out the differences, but keep the discussion going. So right now we're dead in the water on reforming the ACA or Obamacare or, you know, health insurance in general. But people are seeing the bills with the increases coming in from Anthem and Aetna and others, you know, all around. California's looking at an average statewide of about 12%, and our area of rural Northern California is probably going to be about 33% up to 45% if you're in a lucky subzone of that. So it'll become more and more obvious to more voting legislators that we have to do this thing. We have to do it. And even if it's a smaller version of what the big promises were, you know, repeal Obamacare, repeal and replace, blah, blah, blah. I'm just to the point, let's just focus on winning something that's going to help middle-income Americans have, A, more choices, and, B, lower costs. You know, it doesn't have to be a be-all, end-all. Let's just make some progress on the thing.
Let's do something.
Everything is so bound up and so partisan. And if Trump says it, it's wrong, okay? You know, for a lot of folks on the far left. Yeah, hey, Trump's not a perfect guy, all right? You know, a lot of people are Republicans. A lot of people lean right. Say, you know, if you just stop the tweeting, it might help. You know, I don't know. Would it or would it not? It's neither here nor there. Some people also believe it helps them stay in touch with me. If you used it right, you know, anyway, I don't want to get on all the Twitter stuff. But
right.
It's just.
We all have our thoughts on that one.
We're at a time right now. Shoot, they just put a Nazi billboard up in Chico the other day, okay?
Yeah, I saw that. You know, it got pulled down, but still it was out there.
Yeah, a couple of days worth. Yeah, I mean,
you know,
what are people thinking?
The things that I see, Congressman, you know, and before we're going to take a break in a little bit, but I really want to, after that, get into things that you see that are possible here in the next 6 months that's really going to help our country. But this last thing is I know people that are bright. I mean, these are intelligent people, but their dislike of Trump is so strong that, you know, it's like in Puerto Rico. I mean, we had 10,000 people on the ground. We had, in, you know, like day two, 7,500 people on the ground trying to get that thing going, opening ports, opening airfields. And everybody's, you know, oh, he just didn't, he does, you know, because they're Puerto Ricans. And I gave a whole timeline out of FEMA. This is all these things that are happening. And it was, you know what? They're going, oh, he just drug his feet. It was like.
Because that's the narrative. They want to redo the Bush-Katrina one, you know?
Yeah.
So
the whole thing is just, we've got, you know, people got to get past that. I mean, even Obama, who I disagreed with vehemently on a lot of things, he did some good things out there. He put more money into the, you know, to the veterans' health care, you know, not as much as he should have. But still, at least he tried. You know, and you got to acknowledge some things, but they're not acknowledging anything that this man does. And he's done some things that are pretty good.
Well, the left feels like we were equally as nasty to Obama, okay? And I never commend anybody when they talk personally about him or Jerry Brown or anybody on a personal level. There's plenty to talk about with what deeds they do, what policy they do. And you know, that's why do you have to make it personal? You know,
I don't think you do.
Hey, well, let's go make some money. Let's sell some more guns with the Sebastiani or.
Okay, let me take a quick break. Yeah, John Bastiani, I tell you what, good. He and Sarah have done it. You know what? Even here in California, opening a gun store 8 years ago during the Depression here, and he's still doing well. Okay,
Obama was one of your best gun salesmen ever. We just talked about that, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know what? They should give him awards for every year. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Be right back with Congressman LaMalfa.
Okay.
Down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends, and a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure the oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems all have been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't need to drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes and more with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Make your purchase of a new luxurious energy-efficient home in the upscale master plan community of Highland Park, located off Churn Creek Road. Whether you select one of our new style homes currently under construction or choose from our selection of available lots with fabulous views, you'll enjoy amenities that include basketball court, shade structure, bathrooms, children's play area, and masonry work by John Ashmore Masonry, enhancing the look of exteriors with brick and culture stone since 1984. Your Palomar-built Highland Park home is centrally located minutes from downtown and close to shopping. Contact Debbie Morgan at our new model home today.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Hey, head on down to Crackmaster Windshield Repair. If you got a little chip or a crack in your windshield, it's over 2.5 feet in length, a better-known business, this is the place to go to. You're not fooling around with it. He's going to guarantee his work. Jeff Worse knows what he's doing.
That's Jeff Wurst at Crackmaster Windshield Repair, 3208 South Market Street. Give him a call, 241-8373 for an appointment. We're here with Congressman Doug LaMalfa.
Yeah.
Hey, Congressman, we're here. We've got like 11 minutes left. So tell us what you think is going to happen in the next 6 months as far as legislation that's going to help America.
Only 11 minutes? You want me to drive faster? Will that help?
You know what? Maybe you can go into the future, back to the future.
Well, wouldn't that be something?
Well,
the big thing I kind of mentioned at the beginning of the show, the immediate future, one of the most important things we can do to kickstart the economy, and that's really the bottom line that will make so much other possible, getting rid of sequestration and all that. We know what that means for the military, and that's part of it. That's a big part of the conversation here. It is the tax reform. Putting the dollars in the middle-income families' pockets and bringing jobs back home by encouraging positive investment here. And that's what we're trying to accomplish. There's a lot of, you know, wild stuff going around. And every time we have an idea, Chuck Schumer runs out there with his glasses on the end of his nose in the press conference saying what a bad deal it is. So we have to just soldier beyond all that. You know, let them hit us with a paintball gun as much as they want. We just got to keep going and do what the right thing is. So we're actually getting really good reports on the issues we put, you know, the reforms that have been put in place in the Veterans Administration. And someone just was just saying yesterday in our conference group that actually one of the best improved performing government agencies is the VA. So seeing some of the fruit of that reform to the personnel and the timeliness and the veterans' choice. So that's starting to bear fruit. We have an administration in place that actually wants it to be successful instead of more worried about the, whether the employees have the feelings hurt or not.
The number of VA, the number of suicides has dropped from 20 a day to, from 22 a day to 20. That's still bad, but at least it's dropping, though.
Is that even statistically... every life, don't get this wrong, but is that statistically even moving the needle? When I hear 22 has dropped down to 4, right, but even the 4, we don't want this to be...
None. I want it to be none. And I the programs, every time you talk to anybody, if you call the VA or anything, it's, if you've got a problem, call this number. If you've got a problem, call this number. I just hope that there's somebody at the number. But, okay, so the budget. Korea.
The cops.
The what? The cops?
Yeah.
Did you say cops out there?
Oh, I'm just watching the mirror. Never mind. I wasn't saying that to you.
Well, everybody can hear it, though.
I was whispering.
Oh, okay. Hey, wait, are we going to be there when the congressman gets pulled over by the highway patrol?
No, it's not going to happen.
Not going to happen. First, they got to catch you, right?
This is probably bad form for the radio, but hey, you know. So,
okay.
You always want to know what's happening behind you.
Oh, yeah, always. Congressman, the fact that the North Korea, and Trump, the two leaders of the country seem to be into this a personal duel. What are you hearing up on Capitol Hill? Is this something that there's a lot of consternation on? Is everybody just think, everybody's, there's been no movement of troops or anything, and this is just a war of words?
No, it's being taken dead seriously. The way this backdoor technology is being swapped around between North Korea, Iran, whoever has this missile technology information and the nuclear warheads themselves, we got to take it serious. And they are. They're monitoring very closely. We also have to decide at what point do we try to, do we think it's necessary to do something preemptive or currently emptive? How many feet do you let the missile get off the ground before we send some kind of guided missile into the side of their missile, you got to take that very serious, and I know we have very good people in place that are contemplating that beyond a scope that we can even talk about here. We are invited as members into briefing on this situation. And so we had the big four up there, Mattis and some of his other colleagues, just a few weeks ago. And so
I've got good confidence that they're doing the right thing and not trying to somehow believe they've achieved a successful negotiation in the past that they have to protect for political purposes like Iran. And President Trump is looking very much like he's going to decertify the Iran deal.
What are you driving?
It's a V8 Mustang.
Okay. All right. I just thought, you know, it sounded like a little four banger there.
Oh, come on, man. Ford V8. Give me a break.
Ford. Fixed or repaired daily. Okay, I got it.
Hey, you want to know what Chevrolet stands for?
Yeah.
Can hear every valve rattle on long extended trips. So there, back at you.
Okay. Hey, Congressman, it seems like there's a lot of Republicans that are not in Trump's corner. Are you seeing that? I mean, up in elected officials on the Hill, in the swamp, a lot of them are not in his corner.
They're getting lonelier. They're less loud about it. And, I mean, some of them, you know, the ones from moderate districts, they feel like they just have to keep distance because Trump is such a firebrand in some of those areas, those kind of people thinking. So they just kind of take the hands off. But most of them are not out there trying to pick fights or badmouth. And we seem to be past that election period where, you know, every time some other phrase or thing would come out that they'd have to backtrack. But, you know, so, but the left is quick to remind that, and people that are in moderate districts get spooked pretty quick by that. But overtly defying the president isn't as popular as it was just after the election or during the election. You know, Rand Paul does a thing out there, but it's less about that. It's a belief system for him. You know, see Rand quite a bit sometimes. Hey, what do you think about this tax reform? What do you think? Well, this, that. So it really comes from a policy position with him. The more people that you really see attacking him are like the magazines, like National Review, or you see the certain know-it-all consultants that like to get in the paper, and the paper likes to print. Well, Republican consultant so-and-so says, blah, blah, blah. These are still anti-Trumpers, and they're making a living at it. So I discount them, and by the way, when I see their political consultants, I'll make sure that anything I'm connected with doesn't employ them.
Okay. It just seemed like it was getting larger and larger and larger, and you know that the Republicans fighting him, but you're right, it's kind of quieted down at this point.
Well, Republicans are doing a lot of little internal contemplation here on you know, since the 8 months or so since the president's been inaugurated, what are we getting done? What are we getting done that the public recognizes getting something done? And you mentioned a little bit ago, sending bills over to the Senate and then they died. Honestly, hey, the House, we can say, look, we're getting our stuff done, right? But
doesn't mean a thing.
Like, you know, we're in firm rice harvest right now. Well, if the harvester's out in the field cutting the rice but nobody's hauling it to the mill, then you really didn't get the job done, did you? So you've got to take it all the way to the mill or the people aren't getting the rice on their plate. So we have to get it through the Senate to the president's desk.
If y'all don't pass this tax plan, nothing big has been accomplished, and that's going to impact big, I believe.
The tax plan will have a big impact, and we had a
if it's passed.
And political outsiders have talked to you guys. This is the most important thing you can do right here. I mean, that would have been combined with the health insurance, but we could get the trigger pulled out of that. But you know what? Coming back to the health insurance, the increases are coming in. It would become so obvious to more and more elected officials that they have to put out a better plan that we will get it done. It will get done sometime. It's going to be this fall, this winter. Is it going to take after the first year? I don't know. It's crazy to try and predict something. But we will, at some point, do something about the ACA. Now, does Mitch McConnell decide we're going to change Senate rules to 51 instead of 60. Maybe that's what they're going to contemplate during the off-season here, you know, during the Christmas break and stuff, as well as that blue slip they just talked about on appointments. Because, you know, President Trump has a gazillion appointments he still needs to make, and we're 8 months into this thing. and they're still being manned by or staffed by Obama leftovers. I heard the other day that one of the attorney districts, the U.S. attorney districts, they appointed 14 new lawyers to the Central District of Southern California of that were appointed by Obama with holdovers. Like, what in the world is going on here? Why are we're putting more people in place that are screwing up the judicial process and going against what we believe in? And this is our administration. So we got these people lined out and named out. And that's where Mitch does need to say, look, we're
time to change this.
The American people are getting killed here. We got to change this rule.
Okay, hey, Congressman, we got to run. And besides, now you can drive faster because you can concentrate on that. We know what the car looks like. I've called my friends over at the Highway Patrol just to make sure you have an escort out there.
Well, I'm not going to tell you what county you're heading up to.
You don't think they know? Congressman Lamont, be careful.
I go within the spirit of what the road is. Okay. So we we got constituents waiting. But anyway, I don't recommend.
I hope that when you take your break that you get a chance to come up here and just sit down in front of us here on the show for a little bit.
I'll get in the booth one of these days here, probably towards the winter quarter.
Okay. So. All right. Thanks a lot, Congressman Doug Lamar.
Okay. Thanks, Carl.
You bet. Have a great